Now for something completely different.
Smoke. Medical.
Weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Ryan Hoppy and Facet. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He is the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Oh my goodness. I don't want to begin the show with a bad vibe. I am so unhappy that the Boston Celtics won the championship last night. They literally had the easiest path of all time. Every team they played was injured, and yeah, they beat the Mavericks, whatever. But literally, if that was any other team and the Celtic fans were to comment on it, they'd be like, oh yeah, you know, you guys had the easiest path ever. But because it's their mighty Celtics, nothing makes me more sick to my stomach than seeing that city happy. They were chanting F Kyrie, and I know Kyrie Irving's kind of a tool, I get it. But it's like, man, move on, you guys won. But then again, I got some breaking news for you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery. Boston is a scumbag city. Boston is a dirty, dirtbag, racist, out-of-touch, elitist, moronic city. I can't stand Boston fans. Woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. Jesus. By the way, someone needs to talk to Luka and tell him he needs to lose weight. Was that quite possibly one of the worst NBA finals of all time? Literally, none of the games were close. And then the one game Dallas wins, they win by 38. And pretty much Boston just gave up because they wanted to win. They wanted to win at home at the TD Gardens. That was it. And that halftime show of what's his name?
Stavridis Smith.
That moron, that brain dead dummy. I'm done with him. I never liked Stephen A. Smith, but as he gets older, he's just becoming a pretentious asswipe. Can't stand his yelling. I know sometimes I raise my voice on this show, but I'm just kidding around. I'm actually a very quiet person, and when you meet me, I'm a nice guy, blah, blah, blah. I can't stand this, oh, we're always yelling, da-da-da. But here's the problem with sports media is that it's working. I'm talking about it right now, so they'll just yell forever and ever. Amen. Here's the riveting subjects that are being covered on ESPN. Anybody who watches First Take has to be brain dead or at LA Fitness, now called eSporta. That's the only time you should ever watch ESPN. I mean, it has not been good in forever. And a lot of people don't like Skip Bayless, but he at least says intelligent things. But what I'm about to play, this was Molly Queerum, who there's alleged rumors Stephen A. Smith has been hooking up on her. They had this riveting banter on sports TV.
Love seeing that elation. All hard work paid off. See, it's not a microwave society, folks. Put that stuff in the oven. 7 years. What? It's just for the kids out there.
Take some time. Take some time. Let it grow.
What annoying voices, by the way. Can you imagine laying next to them?
Marinate, grow through
process.
It. Yeah.
Why are y'all two looking at me?
No, we're just telling folks out there.
Maybe I'm triggered.
Just telling folks out there.
You
takes
know?
Time.
Please.
Takes time.
The time that
stay
I
committed.
Put in. The time that
no
I.
No one's
put
looking
in,
at you. This isn't about
we were
you.
Born, probably.
Oh my gosh! It's like that. You're so vain. You think this song's about you. No one's talking about you. I'm talking to my friends at home.
When
and now I'm
first,
talking to Drea.
When it comes to First Take, everything's about me.
Yeah, there you go. That's how he feels.
When and now I'm first, talking to Drea.
When it comes to First Take, everything's about me.
And really,
when it comes to First Take, everything's about him. I mean, he's not wrong. Literally, he does carry that show. But that show is mindless TV. You know Stephen A. Smith is the type of guy that when he's hooking up with a girl, she's like, hey, can you, you know, help turn me on? And he's like, wrong button. He's like,
I'm Stephen A. Smith. You pleasure me. You are so honored, and you should be so grateful to be in the presence of me. I put no effort into lovemaking, and I'm loud. Kwame Brown, you're a bust. I'm about to bust.
Ugh, I can't stand him. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. The thought of Stephen A. Smith.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
That's my website. Wrong button again. The thought of Stephen A. Smith busting just got me physically ill. So we're going to move on. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery, if you drive drunk in 2024, you are a piece of fucking shit. Now, maybe in 2006 when it was hard to get a cab or whatever, especially if you're famous and you have every way to get home. I know, like, a famous person isn't always just going to get Uber.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have everything at your fingertips and you drive drunk, you're a pretentious asswipe. And, oh, wait, breaking news. That's Timberlake.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Justin Timberlake has been charged with one count of DWI for allegedly driving while intoxicated, according to TMZ.
What are you thinking? My voice just cracked. I know he had a baby gender reveal at his show on Friday in Tampa. It's so cool. I wanted to go. I just didn't really feel like paying $175 a ticket to go see him. You know what I mean? I just wasn't in the mood to pop that money out. And the other thing is, like, I could probably just listen to him on Spotify. I'm a huge fan of his music. I love Justin Timberlake. Would I want Justin Timberlake to date my daughter if I had one, if I had not got a vasectomy? You know what I'm saying? No.
The suit and tie singer was arrested by authorities in the Hamptons on June 17th after being pulled over, confirmed the Sag Harbor Village Police Department.
I wonder what it's like being in that police department and you pull over Justin Timberlake. Got to be a weird vibe. Like you go, holy crap, that's JT.
TMZ reports that law enforcement sources say he was cited for allegedly running a stop sign and failing to stay in his lane.
I'm not giving anybody drunk driving advice.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I've heard from people is that you got to be a good driver when you're drunk. And I know that's an oxymoron, but you got to stay in your lane. And you also got to not go through red lights or stop signs. And that's what he did. That's the problem here, is that he just went right through that stop sign. Of course, they're going to pull you over.
Those law enforcement sources also tell the outlet that Timberlake failed a field sobriety test and refused a breathalyzer. Now,
of course, he's going to refuse a breathalyzer. He's like, this isn't the first time I blowed tonight.
According to a source close to the singer, he was pulled over on his way to a friend's house after leaving the American Hotel in Sag Harbor, where he...
Literally, you can get your own personal driver. Howard Stern lives in the Hamptons and has a personal driver. What are you doing?
He had been eating earlier in the evening.
Mm.
He was arraigned in court Tuesday morning, according to a spokesperson with the Sag Harbor Justice Court. That official confirmed early Tuesday that the allegations included at least one charge of allegedly driving while intoxicated Monday night. Timberlake, who released his latest album, Everything I Thought I Was.
I gotta listen to it. I like even his new music. It's kind of like Jennifer Lopez, where none of it's going to be like a big radio hit. But that Man in the Woods CD 6 years ago was so weird when he tried to be like, a man in the woods. Look at me. I'm doing a photo op of me in the woods. I'm wearing a flannel. I'm so edgy.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz in March is currently on his Forget Tomorrow World Tour. His next show is scheduled for Friday, June 21st in
Well, that's definitely a good name for the tour. Forget Tomorrow.
Chicago. Now, in the days leading up to the arrest, Timberlake celebrated Father's Day with wife Jessica Biel, sharing a couple of rare snapshots with their two children. Meanwhile, Biel was spotted earlier the same day of the arrest, filming in New York City.
You know, she probably got a call. And they're like, hey, Jessica, did you hear what happened? And she's like, oh, it was was Justin seen holding another girl's hand? Remember like 4 years ago, he was in New Orleans on that balcony and he was on like a beach chair and he was laying next to another girl on a beach chair and they were holding hand. I bet that's what happened. They're like, ring, 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 ring. Hey, Jessica, did you hear what happened to Justin? And she's like, is he cheating on me again? It's like, no, he got a DUI.
Singer is reportedly facing one count of driving while intoxicated. He is next expected in court on July 26th.
So he's got about, let's see, today is June 18th. He's got about 38 days to get a lawyer and have the charges dropped. Because that's what always happens to the original lead. Mm-hmm. It can literally drive you nuts or you can just accept it. He seems like such an asswipe. Now, I get that he makes great music, and I'm a huge fan. I love me some JT, but would I ever want to hang out with him? No. Where was Jessica Biel during this?
Jessica Biel wasn't far from husband Justin Timberlake ahead of his new legal troubles. The actress was seen filming her upcoming Prime Video series, The Better Sister, in New York City on June 17th.
So she could have easily picked him up. You know, there's a reason why she wasn't around.
Infidelity
is the word that comes to my mind.
Hours before Justin was arrested on suspicion of DWI in the Hamptons. Photos captured Jessica alongside co-stars Elizabeth Banks and Corey Stoll on set in Central Park, where the mom of two sported a corset top over a peasant blouse as her character in the new project.
I don't want to sound mean, but she looks really old. Like, I know we're all getting old, but my goodness.
According to police records obtained by Access Hollywood, Justin was taken into custody in Sag Harbor late Monday.
All right, well, we know that part. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery. Here's how this is going to go. I'm going to play a song, Herda by Vibe and GLC. If you don't feel like listening to it, you can skip forward 4 minutes, but I always appreciate the people that do listen to the songs because it kind of fills a vibe. We will talk about Billy Ray Cyrus coming up. We will talk about Los Angeles. We will talk about Khloe Kardashian, Usher, and much more. You can always leave me a voicemail. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We'll be right back on Hoppy Hour.
Syndicated across the world and heard exclusively on every podcasting platform by searching Hoppy Radio. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Y'all now tuned with something beautiful right here. Something epic.
This official.
Matthias.
Let's make it.
Look, us being a nice guy. I leave that to them dudes that shoot hoops. I'd rather roll through in a new coupe with chicks that get 200 to do shoots. Rolling a shooby dooby while we listen to smooth grooves. Dude, I tried to told you I'm hot like magma and keep them in. I'm stashed up in the Dodge Magnum near the stash of the Magnums. Never know which one I'ma use. Right there, I got a couple people confused. Cause I never lose. Cause I never snooze. Pop shit, then I pop this shit to knock you out of your shoes. I shut down crews and rock Taylor-made suits and Louis shoes. It's hard to do what I do.
fool. Stunned like evil Knievel. Keep a watch face see-through. I do this for my people. Selling through they screen though. My mom said I was a walking felony, cause I kept 16s in the closet like Kelly. Shot with the selling songs. Ain't barking at them chickens. Ain't fucking at them pigs. Ain't searching at them birds. Ain't chirping. I'm a teach you dudes about tussling with me. Truth is, I hate these marks. I should pull this jammy and spark and leave these rappers handicapped parking. When you see your boy out, bow down or kiss the ring. With a crew about myself, I ain't worried about a thing. This is Shy City, man. Where the f*** you from? How your chick can't go if she ain't gobbling. My partner Supreme told me flows hard on these monkeys. I hit Pro Gems and told them make my wrist chunky. Chain hung like donkey. And fuck them dudes who want it. Nickname beautiful, keep them breasts on me. Homie, I'm funky like woo. Leg shots to let you know that I'm serious. When them blocks get hot, I'm in the streets bare chested. I got money invested. These detested. My dogs ain't barking at them chickens. Ain't fucking at them pigs. Ain't searching at them birds. Ain't chirping. I'm a hurdle mother. Hurdle mother. Hurdle mother. Hurdle mother. I'm a hustler for free. My dogs ain't barking at them chickens. Ain't fucking at them pigs. Ain't searching at them birds. Ain't chirping. I'm a hurdle mother. Hurdle mother.
We see us in this world. Hurdle mother. This ain't the young and restless. You could say the drama, life support, boy. Put your life on pause like a comma. When you cutting corners and you stacking money, it's a turn comedians, man, they get to acting funny. I know the MCs, the real MCs. Shame on same dude, man, them was shopping with me. Get a pumpkin head in front of your little daughter. You a broke pop machine, you out of order. I'ma come and get you. Don't make me hit your shells like a snail or armadillo. Watch the blue lights with the blue films. Slice it, slice it. Make them look like he got gills. This ain't artificial, man, this real. Throw him in Lake Michigan and hope the nigga can't swim. And if he can't, I guess he won't live. Giving names, get your change, he ain't hate a bill.
There's
nothing, Charlie. Let's go. I am the grain.
This following segment on this award-winning show known as Hoppy Hour has been brought to you by Mitra 9, Kava and Granum, the best around, no one's going to keep us down, Mitra-9.com, and at checkout, use keyword Hoppy, HLPPE, to save 20%. This is also being brought to you by DZBZHoney.com, the best Delta 8 CBD honey around. At checkout, use keyword Hoppy, HOPPE, to save 20%.
What everyone else is afraid to say, Ryan Hoppy will say for you. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Stations are tuned in too.
856. 49 Hoppy. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, Ryan Hoppy Radio at gmail.com. We have so much to get into today. I appreciate each and every one of you that listen. The ratings with this new format of me, myself, and I have been utterly through the roof. So it means the world to me. Now, let's talk about that trash bag known as Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Yes, you heard me correctly. I called her a trash bag.
Double D door knockers is telling me what's too big for me, please.
Khloe Kardashian has something to get off her chest.
Yeah. Make a sex tape already. Also, all these clips I've been playing recently of Khloe, it seems like out of all the sisters in that family, she's like the one that's like kind of a bitch. Like, yeah, she let Tristan like cheat on her all the time. She has no integrity. We already know that. But she just seems like such a terrible person. Like, Kim seems okay. She doesn't seem like she should be a mom or anything. But man, Khloe just seems like that person you don't want to hang out with.
While sporting the viral Skims nipple bra during the June 13th episode of The Kardashians, the 39-year-old talks about her desire to get her boobs done. But older sister Kim Kardashian doesn't seem to agree.
Here's what she needs to do. Her boobs are big enough already, and honestly, her nips are pointing out of the shirt because she's probably not wearing a bra. Whoa! Kardashian's dressing kind of slutty? That never happens. Here's the thing, though. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, remember when she was like an Amazon woman looking girl and then she got that change like 5-6 years ago and now she looks like the rest of them? It's creepy.
But Kim is such a bitch. I was like, if I get my boobs done, I like this size. She was like, that is too big for you.
I wonder what it would be like if she made a sex tape, if she'd really bring it, or if it would just be like Kim's tape.
Really? Like, this is...
I disagree.
Coming from... Double D door knockers is telling me...
Whoa, that's quite the insult. Double D door knockers. What's your name? Miss, I allow men to cheat on me all the time. Door knockers, because I have no self-confidence.
What's too big for me, please? Mm.
However, Khloe can always count on Scott Disick to make her feel better.
Where?
Shut the up.
Scott's all of us, man. He's just all of us.
Do you have a new nipple bra?
Of course I have the new nipple bra.
I was going to say, those things look good. It's the only time you don't tell me to shut up.
I love Scott. Such a tool, but so likable.
To the kind of compliments. Anything else? Scott, shut up. What'd you say?
And this isn't the first time the reality star has expressed her interest in getting her girls done.
Yeah.
During a 2016 episode of Keeping Up With...
Getting her girls done? I've never heard boobs referred to that.
The first time the reality star has expressed her interest in getting her girls done.
I've never heard boobs be referred to as girls. Oh, you got some nice girls. What?
During a 2016 episode of Keeping Up With The Kardashians, the Good American founder tried wearing silicone inserts to see what she'd look like with a larger bust.
Your boobs are big enough. Maybe work on that personality of yours. I'm just kidding.
And Kim wasn't a fan back then either.
This one or this one?
Let me see them both.
They're putting on like these little like jello shots. Not jello shots, like gelatin.
This one feels heavier, but the shape might be better. The one on...
All right, we're going to move on. I feel like I just got an STD from watching that clip. So we're going to move on. Speaking of a walking STD, Mama June!
Mama June says she slimmed down by using weight loss medication.
Let me tread lightly. I know that there's some people out there that they need to take Ozempic. I'm aware that some people out there, they might be a little disabled and they're not able to work out and they need to lose weight. So honestly, this rant that I'm about to do does not include them. So if there's anybody out there that's taking Ozempic, you are excluded from my wrath. You are excluded from my rant. You are not involved whatsoever in what I'm about to say, okay? So I don't need anybody going, oh, you offended me. No, not talking about you. But honestly, it is scary how many people are starting to get that Ozempic face. Billy Gardell, who is on Mike and Molly, has it. Adele has it. Rebel Wilson potentially has it. You look like you're like a corpse. Listen, I turned 30 and I'm truly noticing it's a little harder to lose weight. I've been eating healthy and I've been swimming and lifting and I'm getting like bigger, but I'm not dropping weight like I did 5 years ago. And I get it. But there's something beautiful about losing weight naturally. To all the lazy imbeciles out there, Oprah, the people who go out and take Ozempic because they're too lazy to work out, Mama June, you have no integrity. I haven't seen a South Park episode of Ozempic because I'm just not a South Park nerd. I wasn't allowed to watch it growing up, so it's not like my favorite show of all time. All right, enough of this music. But I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you have the physical ability, you're not disabled at all, you have the physical ability to go out and work out and eat healthy, and you choose Ozempic, you are a lazy slob.
Oh, happy hot topic!
Just saying. I'm just being honest.
Mama June says she slimmed down by using weight loss medication.
Yeah, she's another lazy slob.
The Mama June Family Crisis star recently revealed she's lost nearly 30 pounds in 9 weeks with the help of an unspecified weight loss med.
Oh, Ozempic or heroin.
Tells Entertainment Tonight in an interview published June 12th, even though I'm losing weight, I'm only about 3 to 4 pounds a week.
And that's the other thing, is like, even then, they're not grateful with how much weight they're losing. Like, I would love to lose 3 or 4 pounds a week. They're like, I want to lose 20. Honestly, you should forget about your weight loss. And you should focus more on being a better mother and not such a deadbeat. And then they show her out walking out and about with her boyfriend or husband. And it's like white trash looking dude. Looks like somebody you would see pumping gas at 2 a.m. at a gas station in Pinellas Park. Tattoos all over, bling, whatever. Wearing a Nike shirt, shades, red backpack, Nikes. I wonder whose money that is. Oh, yeah, your daughter's. Yeah, they look like the weirdest relationship ever. I wonder if she's good in bed, though.
Although the reality TV star underwent gastric sleeve surgery in 2015, she explains why she's taking a different approach this time around.
Because she's lazy and doesn't have any energy to go work out, but she's too busy being a wicked person.
Out. June's not only working out 3 to 4 times a week, but she's also changed her eating habits, saying...
There's something to being too skinny, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm ever on a dating app and a girl's like, oh my God, I hope it doesn't mind. Hope it doesn't bother you. I have a few extra pounds on me. I'm a little thick. I'm like... It's better that way. Whenever a girl's like so skinny and you can like feel their bones when they're on top, you're like, I gotta play the scary music for that. Whenever they're like too skinny and you feel like you can break them in half, kind of like a wishbone at Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah, that ain't ideal. You're doing missionary and you feel like you're gonna break her in half. Especially me being 6'9". Yeah, that's gonna be a no for me, dog.
It isn't as fast as gastric sleeve or a gastric bypass, but it is doing it like more safer. I still have about 74.2 pounds to go. And while Mama...
And then even when she reaches that goal, she's just going to gain the weight back.
June's goal is to weigh between 170 and 180 pounds. Yep. Her daughter Pumpkin thinks she's going, in her words, overboard.
Yeah, I agree.
As the 24-year-old tells ET, Mama's thing is, when she's really strict on herself, she's really strict on herself.
Too bad you're not like that to your kids.
Just 2 months ago, June started documenting her semaglutide journey on social media.
Yep.
And talked about how she started gaining weight after her daughter, Anna Chickadee Cardwell's battle with cancer and subsequent passing.
Yeah, that sucks.
Me and Justin and Eldridge was Anna's main caregivers, and I guess with the stress of everything going on, eating out, not eating right, just all kinds of stuff.
Yep.
I have packed on like about 120, 130 pounds.
Tell me about it.
I decided I've been watching people with the Mounjaro, the semaglutide, the compounds, and all of
that. Oh, she's so Alabama.
That, whether it be here on TikTok or it be over on Instagram or it be over on...
Oh, yeah, that's the place to get information on weight loss, TikTok.
Facebook. So I decided that I wanted to take the route of going with semaglutide. I decided to go to semaglutide.
Yeah. I don't even know what she's saying. I need to add captions to this. Semaglutide.
So I decided that I wanted to take the route of going with semaglutide.
I guess it's S-U-M-M-A glutide. I literally had to put on closed captions when she's talking. She's like a mutant. I'm
a semaglutide. How does it look like? It's just because I'm a terrible mother and a horrible person and exploit my family for money. And I use all the money that they made and claim it's my own.
I decided to go to semaglutide a couple months ago.
Jesus Christ. Here's what it says on the closed captions. To go to S-U-M-M-A glutide. Couple. What a smart sentence. Yep.
Through my main doctor, and I will tell you, go to your primary physician, make sure you're okay to take it.
Yeah.
Make sure that it's not going to harm you with any of them.
Yeah, thanks for the help, Dr. Mama June.
Medicines that you take or any of the previous health issues that you have going on.
All right. I feel like I need to go wash my hands. I know I said before I feel like I got an STD from playing a clip of the Kardashians, but I feel like I need to go back to school. After
listening to her talk.
Jesus Christ.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
All right. Here's the deal. I'm going to go outside and take a quick smoke break. Smoke medical weed every day.
Have you gone? Oh. And now I can't get my radio to play no songs. And now I can't get my spaceship to fly away. I think I'll make it work, but today is not my day. So now I think it's time for us to fly away. Yeah. I can't see the sun if it doesn't come through my shades. I don't wanna see no one but myself today. Now I'm just tripping on the love I had yesterday. Time passes by me day by day.
Oh, yeah. Just smoked this Delta 8 pre-roll. Yeah. I feel so good right now. I feel alive.
Maybach music.
I feel alive, baby.
Mary Jane Fly.
I love Mary Jane.
Fly.
And so do you. This is getting weird. This following segment has been brought to you by DZBZHoney.com. The best Delta 8 CBD honey around. At checkout, use keyword Hoppy, HOPPE. Save 20%.
I don't smoke no Reggie. I don't smoke no me. I'm always fucking high.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Let's try out some of this new production we have here. Here is a new drop.
Did you know that Ryan Hoppy got a vasectomy? Well, now you know, and we aren't even sure why we told you. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. Hoppy. 856-494-6773. You tweeted me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Let's see here. Can we talk about Usher? I find this headline interesting, to say the very least. Usher reveals why he doesn't eat on Wednesdays. Because he's getting a herpes flare-up that day and he loses his appetite.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
Mm-hmm.
Usher is making a confession about his eating habits. The Grammy winner is sharing new insight into his health and wellness routine, including why he doesn't eat any meals on Wednesdays. Usher tells Wall Street Journal magazine in an interview published on June 17th, quote, I fast, not for religious purposes.
Yeah, you don't seem like a very religious, moral person, Usher.
But it's something my grandmother practiced. I fast on Wednesdays. Yep. I typically try to start around 11 p.m. the previous day, then go the entire day on Wednesday just drinking water. The 45-year-old goes on to explain why he's particular about his exercise schedule. I don't like to eat breakfast before I've worked out or done something physical.
I'm the same way. I find breakfast repulsive. I don't know. The whole act of going to the bathroom kind of grosses me out, especially if I'm doing like a morning radio show and there's like a long talk break. I don't like having to hold it. Like when I did the keto diet, oh my goodness, one time I was running Mike Calda's show and he talked for 75 minutes and I may have left the board about 40 minutes in because I was like, I gotta go.
Taking a walk, stretching, or doing yoga.
Yep.
Sitting in the sun and raising my body's natural heat levels, then I eat.
Riveting. 856-49-9B. I see this headline here. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and I find this fascinating.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I've been writing a lot. And
Ariana Grande is saying thank you next to all the online chatter about her voice. The pop queen takes to the comments section after this video went viral. It shows the Wicked star speaking on a recent episode of Penn Badgley's Pod Crushed podcast.
Oh, I'm such a big fan of Pod Crushed.
And circulated widely online after fans noticed this sudden change in her speaking voice.
That's the only thing I thought.
She was talking weird because she was talking about Nickelodeon, so she was trying to do that like somber, oh man, I went through so much in Nickelodeon. I'm an actress, so I'm acting, so I'm talking in a different voice because it's a very touchy subject because I pretty much protected and never talked about Nickelodeon. Because I'm probably friends with Dan Schneider.
Mm-hmm. That's how I felt. I was like, what has happened? Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I've been writing a lot and maybe there's some...
She is talking weird. So she's a weird person.
More, but I would like to...
I don't care how hot you are. You're weird.
Do a deluxe at some point.
The clip quickly went viral on X, formerly Twitter, after one fan posts, "This voice change is sending me. Regular Ariana was coming out for a second." But Ari insists that's not the case. She comments on a clip of her interview on TikTok, "Habit, speaking like this for 2 years, and also vocal health. I intentionally change my vocal placement high, low, often, depending on how much singing I'm doing." She adds, "I've always done this. Signing off. Bye." So there.
She's very thin-skinned if she's replying to that. She has no reason to care what other people are saying about her. But she's known as a terrible person.
Mm-hmm.
You have it. By habit, Ari likely is referencing speaking like her character Glinda in the upcoming film Wicked. She's been filming the project since 2022.
Yeah. She's like, I don't know, she's got this weird look to her. Like, I don't know if it's plastic surgery. It probably is. She's got this weird look to her. She just looks old.
Elsewhere in the interview, the star explains just how much work went into the chance to audition for the role of a lifetime.
Audition? They were going to give it to her anyway.
So I was in... vocal lessons and acting lessons with Eric Vitro and Nancy Banks for like months before my first audition because Glinda's a soprano, like opera soprano, not in the way that I'm like a soprano in my pop, whatever. Mm. It's just a very different placement in the voice. And I was just training it and training it because even though like the notes were there, it's a different placement and it's like...
You know she's got that voice during arguments?
Where she talks like this.
Singing them completely differently, so I wanted to like train my muscles. It's like the same.
You can train my muscles any day and lick my donut. That was dirty. 856-49-HOPPY. That was a reference to her licking donuts with Big Sean. Remember that? 856-494-6773. What do I want to talk about? This is interesting right here.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Billy Ray Cyrus is now taking legal action against his ex, Fire Rose. According to court documents obtained by E! News, the Old Town Road singer has filed for a temporary restraining order against his estranged...
Yeah, you should never marry anybody named Fire Rose. Firecrotch may be a little different.
Temporary restraining order against his estranged wife, Joanna Rose Hodges, amid their divorce battle after 7 months of marriage.
Uh-huh.
Billy Ray, who initiated divorce proceedings late last month, citing irreconcilable differences and, quote, inappropriate marital conduct, electronically filed the order on May 23rd. The 62-year-old alleges that in recent weeks, Fire Rose spent more than $96,000 on 37 unauthorized charges on his business account, including more than $70,000 in payments to her attorneys, according to a...
Yeah, she seems like a sketchy person, but so is Billy. So is it really a surprise?
Additional documents obtained by People magazine. Billy Ray writes in his affidavit per the outlet, "As a result of these fraudulent charges, I am concerned that Ms. Hodges is in possession of other information that..."
Yeah, that's your fault, bud.
"...she may use to make fraudulent, unauthorized charges to my business and personal credit cards and accounts."
Well, couldn't you then just report the charges?
Meanwhile, Fire Rose's attorneys are rebuking Billy Ray's statements in their response filing, writing, "To claim wife has made 37 unauthorized charges is untrue. Throughout the divorce proceedings, the parties are to live as per the status quo during the marriage. Wife was simply living as she has since October 10th, 2023, and husband has no right to cut her off."
That's what happens when you marry a gold digger.
In the court documents, Billy Ray, who tied the knot with Fire Rose in November, requested an annulment because he alleged that, quote, he gave consent to marriage based on fraud by the wife.
Oh, that sounds like a fun time. Then again, any relationship with him is fraud. This is an interesting headline.
Breaking at 8, starting with the dangerous heat wave, and Ginger is back tracking it all for us. Hi, nice.
Oh, Ginger Z, my weather girl cry.
Hey, good morning to you. So breaking a daily record high temperature, you say, okay, that happens, but breaking them for 3, 4, 5 days in a row. That's why this heat wave has an extreme risk with it from the National Weather Service offices. Some of the records that were broken just yesterday, Toledo, Chicago, all in the mid to upper 90s, Cleveland.
Yeah, so all the people in the Midwest, it's too cold out. Now you literally, it's something humans always do. Oh, it's too cold out. It's too cold out. And then when it's hot, it's too hot out. It's like you're never happy.
Had one too with the shot there of the lake and Erie, Pennsylvania. So this is just day one or two, depending on where you are. And we're going to keep.
All right. There we go. I'm getting a little bored. Not that into weather. 856-49 Hoppy. This is ridiculous.
President Biden and former President Trump were on the campaign trail on Saturday with a key debate now less than 2 weeks away. Let's begin with NBC's Aaron Gilchrist in Los Angeles following President Biden's star-studded fundraiser there last night. Aaron, good morning.
Yeah, so they raised $28 million at Biden's fundraiser. Why don't we help out the homeless in L.A., the people you guys walk by like peasants? Like, I saw Jack Black, who I'm not the biggest fan of, but I saw Jack Black was at a Biden fundraiser. God, you're a dork.
Hey, Willie, good morning to you. President Biden leaving that parade of Hollywood celebrities with a major boost to his campaign coffers. The campaign saying the event in downtown L.A. brought in more than $28 million. They're calling it the most successful fundraiser in the history of the Democratic Party.
Ugh. $28 million. You could do so much with that. Speaking of that dump known as L.A.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Second largest school district in the nation is set to vote on banning cell phones during school for students.
Good
this
idea.
Comes after the U.S. Surgeon General sounded the alarm about how social media is harming kids and teens. ABC's.
And what they should do is they should have some app where you can message to school. And if the parent needs to get a hold of them, you can do it that way.
Elizabeth Schulze joins me now for more on this. And Elizabeth, this has been a big talker for the last couple of days.
Yeah.
What would this ban in Los Angeles look like, and how would the school system be able to implement this?
Yeah, and Stephanie, this is something that so many schools, teachers, policymakers, parents are grappling with, this question of how can these restrictions be put in place so that those phones aren't as distracting while also making it so that kids have access to their phones if they need them to reach their parents or reach people who they need. So this proposed policy would make it so that there are no phones or social media during all school hours. So that would include breaks or lunchtime.
I saw there was some software called a brick where you put it on your phone and you can't access any apps. Every school should have that where you can only text like your parents, something like that.
This is the initial vote today, and it would then go through a process where there's feedback from policymakers, from parents, teachers. If it is approved, this would.
And then the other thing is you need it during school shootings. I'm so glad I got it beside doing it.
Take effect across schools in LA, and as you point out, it is the second biggest school district in the country in January 2025. We have seen several states.
Just hearing the year 2025 makes me feel old.
Different districts try to implement these policies. In Connecticut, there was an example where you bring your phone in, you put it in a magnetic pouch to start the day, and you keep it away all day as a way so that students don't even have the option to reach into their pockets. So there would need to be this time where LA would take into account kind of what exactly how it would implement that ban. But this is something that we're seeing a lot of schools think about because they're recognizing just how distracted it can make students and interfere with kind of the.
All right, I'm bored. 856. 49 Hoppy, that's 856-494-6773. America's worst run city, not New York or Chicago. And that city is San Francisco. Duh! I see this here from the Daily Mail. course. Listen, I don't get political. I'm not voting. But there is something about those blue Democratic cities where they're shitting around. There's all this madness going on. Like, I don't like Republican cities either. But my God, you literally have people ODing while taking a shit in the middle of the road. Welcome to San Francisco.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy hour. We'll be right back.
All right. Kyrie Irving upset at inappropriate comment from fans after crashing into them. A Boston Celtic fan being mean? No way. That's why I hate sports. And then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about Russell Crowe, Gordon Ramsay, Maryland, Legos, and a Texas Roadhouse waitress that went on a rant about tipping. What song do I feel like playing?
Let's go, man.
We have so much playing at once. Here's what I fucking hate about the Daily Mail. I despise the Daily Mail as a website because they have these pop-ups that come out of nowhere. It's literally spam. I'll just play this clip to get it over with. And I got to go over this commercial. 856-49-HOPPY. I mean, I know that's how websites make their money. That's 856-494-6773.
Tonight I had a table come in minutes before close, and they tipped me $2 on a $184 check. And
yeah, that's pretty pathetic.
And they paid in 520s and 186 ones. They sat there on their phones. It was a mom, a dad, and a kid. And they each sat there on a separate phone call having a full conversation with whoever the hell they were talking to. Me and my trainee kept going up to them, right up to the table, saying like, hey guys, you guys ready? All right, you guys. And they are just ignoring us.
Yeah, that's the human race now.
Ignoring us as if we are not standing in front of them, as if we have not opened our mouths and spoken words to them multiple times.
Yeah.
Just blatant disrespect.
All right, you sound fun though.
And then when they finally do decide to order, it takes a solid 10 minutes for them to do so. And only two of them ordered. One of them wasn't going to have anything else.
Sounds like a fun time.
10 minutes. I was standing there like, is this real life? Like, they're like, wait, what's this? What's this? Wait, what's that? What sides y'all got? What's this? Wait.
Y'all got. That means they're from the South. I mean, they're dumb.
Oh, I have this. No, I'm gonna have that. No, I'm gonna have this. Wait, wait. And then just staring at the menu in silence for like 3 minutes, talking to them. Wait, what you getting? Like, what are you doing? Do you not care? At all?
No, they don't. They don't.
Obviously not. I even let you order shots after last call. The bartender was basically done. And I'm like, hey, can they get two more shots? She's like, yeah, that's fine. Like, I gave you bread to go. I gave you drinks to go. You did not get bad service. Because me and my trainee did not let you know that we were annoyed. We had the whole smile on and the this and the that and bubbly and making jokes. And they got great service. They didn't get end of the night service because I don't give that.
I know what you do give.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
I was doing before I even knew how to rap.
What was that?
Follow you round, find out where you had it at.
Okay,
tell you off, turn around, make you bad.
That's right.
Matter of fact, tell whoever you plug with.
Tell
you try to tax me, I get on some stick up shit. I say it's a goal to run in your crib. lay you on the floor, put the pole in your wrist, like you know what this is, homie, open that safe, you either lower that quick or catch a hole in your face, see around the way I'm known for doing homies, all types of grimy licks, nigga, you name it, bout business, gotta get it, pimping, I'm bout money, that's what'll happen if this rapping shit don't work out for me.
Rap don't work, it's back to the block, I'm in the kitchen, nigga, cooking the rocks, we make it pop. I'm good with the pot, now what it do, we ready to rock.
I keep the paper on my mind, stay on the grind, you never catch a hustler struggling, that's out of line. I'm steady flipping zippers, you flipping dimes, and I bet you ain't with a chopper, ain't precise than mine. Still cock and squeeze, I ain't gon' talk about it. I treat this money like the fop and never leave without it, yeah. If you got it, and I'm feeling like I want it bad, I stick his ass up fast for that little cash. Give it up, you want it done right, better do it yourself. The more mix you hit it with, the quicker it melt. I'm in the telly with some baggies in the digital. County in the back mixing up the chemicals, yeah. If rap don't work and niggas still gotta eat. What? You wanna beef, big Ruger, keep a lot of heat, yeah. Even my baby mama keep it in the baby seat. Show money, blow money, yeah, other week.
Rap don't work, it's back to the block. I'm in the kitchen, nigga, cooking the rocks. We make it pop. I'm good with the pot. Now what it do? We ready to rock.
If rap don't work, I ain't finna trip. I'ma take it to the block and chop another zip. Fat rat sitting back watching Dro tip. $100 bills busting out the money clips. Another hit, check the spins on the BDS. I'm a star and they ain't see me on the TV yet. Even if it's wet, I'ma make it flip. Rap don't work, it's back out of town taking trips.
There he is, come on. Hey Mooney, I see you got your buzz up, but if rapping don't work for you, what you gonna do?
Back to the block, baby.
There you have it.
Work, it's back to the block. I'm in the kitchen, nigga, cooking the rocks. We make it pop. I'm good with the pot. Now what it do? We ready to rock.
Back and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Now for something completely different.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856 49 Hoppy, 856-494-6773. Tweeting me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
No! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Maryland Governor Wes Moore has issued a sweeping pardon to 175,000 people who have been convicted of marijuana-related crimes. The historic state-level pardon applies to minor crimes, including misdemeanor possession of cannabis and drug.
Yeah, we need to get to a point where it's all legalized. But as long as you got the Republican Party, good riddance.
Paraphernalia. While speaking today, the governor said Maryland is taking actions that are intentional and unapologetic. Take a listen.
This is the largest such action in our nation's history.
And obviously, Baltimore is in the state of Maryland, so you know there's a lot of marijuana users in Baltimore that got freed today.
Undoing decades of harm cannot happen in a day. But we're going to keep up the work.
Hell yeah, let's smoke a blunt.
We're going to keep up the pace.
Now, the pardon comes after...
When are they going to fix this 5-second delay? Oh my God.
Now, the pardon comes after voters approved a constitutional amendment in 2022 that legalized marijuana in the state. ABC News' Jay O'Brien joins me now with more. Jay, what's the latest here?
And it's interesting, Ike, you talk about that constitutional amendment. That was the crux of the argument, among other arguments, that the governor made, is that
if you're having to argue about weed in 2024 going on 2025, we are screwed. Just get high.
If the state has a different legal approach to marijuana now, it's worth looking backwards and dealing with the people, particularly black and brown Americans, who had marijuana-based convictions on actions that now, under this new constitutional amendment, might be legal. This is, as you noted earlier, something that's going to impact more than 100,000 people. And the
well, that's good. 856-49-HAPPY. Speaking of the authorities.
Happy Hot Topic!
Criminals appear to have a hot new target, Legos. Police in Southern California have made several recent major busts, recovering thousands of stolen Lego sets.
That would happen in Los Angeles. That is just the home of shoplifting. Why? Because they don't really charge anybody when they shoplift.
Authorities say it could be more lucrative for criminals to steal Lego merchandise on a continual basis than it is to break into a jewelry store. ABC.
Duh, because they got all the collectibles.
He's Kana Whitworth has the latest.
Tell me, babe.
A look inside the lucrative theft ring surrounding Lego. In Southern California, brazen break-ins caught on camera at two hobby shops.
He just knows exactly where to go and what to grab that's the easiest, the quickest, and the most valuable to us.
High demand, high value. The Los Angeles Police Department investigating this Lego theft ring for 7 months, uncovering an organized operation. A house full of high-priced and collector's items Lego, still in the box and ready for resale online. In this Long Beach home, detectives are covering more than 2,800 boxes of Lego toys, ranging in value from $20 to more than $1,000 each.
Well, that's crazy. Now we're going to move on. 856-49-HAPPY.
You know how much I love cycling and triathlons and Ironman, etc.
Gordon Ramsay feels lucky after a bike crash leaves him badly bruised.
This week, unfortunately, I had a really bad accident, and it really shook me. Now, I'm lucky to be standing here. I'm in pain. It's been a brutal week, and I'm sort of getting through it.
Gordon.
His skin was purple.
Ramsay feeling lucky after a scary bike accident that left him bruised.
Yeah, it's a tough.
Yeah. Bikes are crazy. Here in St. Pete, they drive and they bike in the middle of the road, and then the motorcyclists, I just give them as much space as possible.
It's a tough moment.
Gordon posted a video to Instagram on Saturday urging fans to follow his advice for cycling safety before they end up taking a spill too.
You've got to wear a helmet. I don't care how short the journey is. I don't care, you know, the fact that these helmets cost money, but they're crucial. Even
helmets cost like $20, $30, maybe $50. Not that big of a deal. Moving on.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Russell Crowe is mad at Dakota Johnson.
Russell Crowe?
Real quick, when is Russell Crowe not mad?
Russell Crowe is reacting to Dakota Johnson's recent comments about her superhero movie-making experience. The Oscar winner weighs in after Dakota recently made headlines for her comments about the negative reception of her superhero film, Madam Web, which she said lost some of its artistic value because it was made by a committee. Russell.
Yeah, I'm not really big into superhero movies. I'm not 10 years old. I'm not a man-child, even though I watch Adult Swim every night, so maybe I am.
Mm-hmm. ...who has starred in the Marvel Cinematic Universe has some blunt advice for the 34-year-old, telling GQ UK in a recent interview, "I don't want to make any comments to what anybody else might have said or what their experience is, but you're telling me you signed up for a Marvel movie and some universe for cartoon characters and you didn't get enough pathos?"
That's actually kind of a good point.
The Gladiator star continues, "It's a gigantic machine and they make movies at a certain size. Yeah. These are jobs. You know, here's your role. Play the role."
Usually I don't like Russell Crowe whatsoever, but he's pretty accurate here.
control. If you're expecting this to be some kind of life-changing event, I just think you're here for the wrong reason.
Now, everybody projects whenever they criticize or give advice, so I wonder what type of life-changing event he thought was going to happen when he did something, if that makes sense.
Russell, who has had plenty of screen time in both DC and Marvel films, including Man of Steel, Thor, Love and Thunder, and the upcoming Sony film Kraven the Hunter, does acknowledge that the CGI filming process can be challenging.
Yeah, it's gotta be weird.
The actor goes on to say of Dakota, "You can't make this a direct comment on her because I don't know her and I don't know what she went through."
But you just did by commenting on it, dummy.
He adds, "But is that the Marvel process? I'm not sure you can say that. I haven't had a bad experience."
Well, yeah, you're a boomer. Boomers never have bad experiences. They've had the most gifted, amazing life ever. Everything's been given to them.
Mm-hmm.
A boomer giving advice is like someone who won the lottery giving advice to people, you know? "You got lucky."
E! News has reached out to Dakota's rep for comment, but has not yet heard back.
Yeah, they're going to be like an old rich boomer complaining. That never happened.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.